Good Saturday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hope everybody's doing well on a Saturday. I didn't get a chance to have our podcast show yesterday. Had a lot of wacky things happen. I'll explain here in just a little bit. Anyway, hope you all are doing well again. Thank you so much for being a great listener. Before I get started on what's going to be happening on my podcast show today, I just wanted to tell you that you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. I had some of y'all had text me on my ministry line, which is 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Y'all said, hey, where's the coffee song, John Waller coffee song? Well, I'm going to play that on a Saturday. Different things were going on yesterday for me, but I wanted to share. Somebody had hacked into my Facebook account. Not the Morning Brew Facebook account, but my personal account. If you were a friend on there, and if you notice that you're not a friend no more, if you could just click on Add Me, I would appreciate that, or friend request. What had happened was somebody hacked in. We're getting a lot of hackers. I know I'm getting a ton of hackers. I'm getting them from Germany. I'm getting them from Russia especially. So I don't know what's going on. Tis the season, I guess, with everything. Elections coming up and all that. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, apparently someone got into my account. Because I had one of my Facebook friends had actually sent me an instant message. You can also instant message me too, by the way. You can still do that on my Facebook Messenger. Had told me, said, hey, you got hacked on your account, huh? So I woke up this morning, logged off my phone, logged back on my phone, rebooted, also went on my computer. Sure enough, somebody I don't even know went into my account and unfriended a lot of people that I don't even know who they've unfriended. So if you were one of them, don't think of it as being me. Think of it as being when you get hacked, and I have no idea, again, how hackers get in there. But that's my journey, and I'm sticking to it. So anyway, you are always loved by me and everything, okay? So let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. Okay, well, I'm going to finish my series on love, okay? Today's Bible lesson, and it's going to be a good one, is going to be ways to show love to those you love. Ways to show love to those you love. Also, John Waller coffee song, great Christian music coming up, and great Bible study. I'm going to be, Bible devotion. Today's Bible devotion is Rest for God's People, okay? And on top of that, Bus Captain Bill will be visiting us for a little while. Okay, he's here in the studio. And he'll come on before the John Waller coffee song. Okay, so other than that, watch your account on your Facebook if you're a Facebooker, or Twitter. Get a lot of hackers on Twitter as well. And just be sure that someone don't unfriend your friends and you don't even realize it till someone tells you. Isn't that wacky? Anyway, I don't know, I hardly ever get on social media unless I'm posting things, so, you know, or people that I know. But again, double check your account, make sure there ain't double of me. If you need to instant message me on it, feel free, and I'll see if I can tell you which one's the correct one. I should have got it resolved. I got a hold of Facebook, they said they got it resolved, so we'll just see what happens, okay? Again, my apologies. Alright, get your jumping jacks going, get that coffee rolling. Groove to the move on a Saturday. Hope you had some breakfast. And what do you say? I say, let's get ready to do one of my favorites, Bible devotion. And today's Bible devotion on a Saturday, Rest for God's People. The book of Hebrews, chapter 4 and verse 9, scripture reminds us, there remains therefore a rest for God's people. Now, we are the most entertained generation in history. Television sets us and it pulls in thousands of channels, professional sports teams, pop music groups in and out, and spend billions of dollars. Of course, we haven't with COVID-19 lately. Millions of people own second or third homes for vacations. Our children are upset if we don't get their latest computer games for Christmas. I can relate to that. I believe this frantic search of for entertainment is a symptom of something deeper. Some of have suggested that we are the most bored generation in history. And perhaps they are. You know, down inside is an empty place in our hearts, a restless and a desire for inner peace and tranquility that will not go away. In fact, the irony is the more we try to satisfy it, the less content we become. In fact, only Christ can fill the empty space in our hearts, and He will do as we are open our lives to Him. But God's Word also points to the future, to the heaven, where our restless hearts will take place. That remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. Amen. Amen. Stand by, my friend, your friend. Bus Captain Bill is in the studio, Faith Studio 1 this morning. Let's get ready to intro him in. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a while, but let's welcome your friend, my friend, with a large, long cheer and a very long hand clap. And you know what? I want to, before I introduce him, I want to go ahead and do the roosters crowing this morning because I love doing that. Your friend, my friend, Bus Captain Bill. Bus Captain Bill, how are you doing, sir?
CA, I am doing just fine, and good morning, friends. This is Bus Captain Bill on a Saturday morning. So much has been going on. I know we've been busy. I'm glad to be over here at Faith Studio 1. And see, I think this is the very first time that I've been in your studio. And I love it. It's a gorgeous studio, my friend.
Well, thank you, Bus Captain Bill. I appreciate that. I can't remember who has and who hasn't seen Faith Studio 1. It's a ground floor studio that's very well tightly sealed. And we love it. And the music quality is a lot better. We still got some equipment on order. Some stuff that I've ordered from Amazon has still not come in. I don't know what's going on. I love Amazon. I've been having to, they said some things ordered and got lost. So I hope that that ain't the case. I got them trying to resolve it even as I speak. But, other than that, yes, we love the studio and, Security Sam loves it. Charlie loves it. We don't have to go up those stairs no more. And, you know, I've almost took a slip and fall on some of those stairs at the studio. And it isn't as dusty. You're going to get some kind of dust, but it isn't really as dusty as it was. And with equipment, studio equipment, you have to constantly clean it. Well, I can understand, and that's okay.
Well, that's good, CA, and I'm glad again to be a part of Faith Studio 1. And I love that name. And can you share with me why you call it Faith Studio 1?
Yes, I put all my faith, all of my hope and all my trust in the Lord. So faith in the Lord. Studio, it's a brand new studio. One, we keep God number one in our life. So I came up with the name Faith Studio One. And later on, once all this COVID stuff and they get the vaccine, that's what I'm waiting on. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do remotes. And I'm going to go out to different sites. And I'm going to be handing out caps. I'm going to be handing out pins. I'm going to be handing out koozies. I'm going to be handing out some new t-shirts. Very excited about this. We're not quite there yet. Again, I got to wait on this vaccine. Once they get the vaccine and the COVID stuff kind of lays low, then I'm going to go out and do remotes. Right now isn't the time to do it because the stuff's still in the air. Even though states are opening, every state in the United States is open, I think. I think New York City opens up Monday. I think Texas, because we're in our beautiful studio, Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. I think we're on level 3 or stage 3. So just be cautious. I still carry my mask. Stuff's still in the air, and apparently the heat is not helping get rid of it. It's going to take a vaccine. That's all there is to it. But just be as cautious as can be. And check on your senior citizens, too, as well. And sanitize. Yes, I agree. And you know, with the protesters going on out there, the protesting, some I've noticed have wore a mask around the world. Some have not wore a mask. And if they don't wear a mask, we're really going to be up a clique without the paddle. That's right. That is exactly my words that I was thinking. We're going to be up a creek without a paddle if we don't wind up putting those masks on, especially when you're in a crowd. Because like they said, the droplet can travel. They've said it can travel in the air. It's an invisible virus, and it's part of Bible prophecy, which I really won't get into right now. Hopefully later on, I know I've been saying it, once the dust kind of settles, going into Book of Revelations and revisiting a lot of things. I'm looking forward to doing that. But today I'm going to be ending my series on love, okay? I did probably a 3 or 4 part different series on love, and I think everybody's going to kind of love this as well. But before I let you go, so what else has been going on? I know that the buses cannot be running right now with social distancing. No, see, they cannot run at all. And right now the churches, our church is just now starting to open up. They're going to do social distance. And the children's department has not opened up yet. The youth directors are not really doing their deal either as well in some of the Sunday school rooms either. Now, what's going on is they are going to do pew after pew or keeping the social distance. And the minister and ministers that I know are going to be allowing people if they want to watch it online. Exactly. And you know what? If you're sick and you don't feel good, and you still feel more comfortable watching it online, there's nothing wrong at all. You don't have to be forced to go into the church with the COVID stuff, okay? And you know what? I'm not scared because I know that our God, my God, is going to take care of me and everybody else. What I get concerned about is my parents are seniors, and I've got, you know, I check on them every day. My brothers do too as well. We just want everybody to be as safe as can be. I do care about people. Even doing nursing home ministry for 7 years and visiting at different churches and traveling around in the past at different churches. It's amazing how some people get neglected. And I'm not stepping on toes on any of my minister friends out there all across the world. But it's so important that we love on each other, and that today's lesson, I hope, will reach people that need to be reached. That's what's wrong with the world, Bus Captain Bill. There's not enough love. There's hate. There's attack. There's yelling and screaming. Goodness, do we need any of that? All that does is elevate our blood pressure, elevate our stress, which causes heart attack, which causes depression. You don't want to be browbeated. You're a child of the Almighty God. Don't matter what skin color you are, you, me, everybody in the whole entire world is a child of the Almighty God. And every one of us will be accountable to God. Main thing is are you ready? And I'm not talking wrestling-wise. Are you ready? Are you ready if God was to say, I'm ready to take you home? Are you ready for him? Because if you aren't, now is the time to do that. And again, I'm going to give you my 1-800 number, 1-800-978-9735. Call me or text me. That line's for you, not for me. I have people text me all across the whole entire world. Now, if you're overseas, I cannot call you or even text you. But in the continental U.S. and Canada, you can. Now, if you want to text me from overseas, that's fine. If there's something I can't read a translation on, I can get a hold of my nephew Bryce, and he will help me translate it because he knows a lot of Spanish and different other languages. He's studying to be a teacher. He's almost there. I've got two that are teachers now, one that just graduated from UTA. So there we go. That's kind of the story on me, Bus Captain Bill. See, I think that's great. And you know what? I agree, because we are all one color to God. And you know what? It don't matter what skin you are. It's your love for people. You've got people need to love people. I know. And I shared with Baker Shine, I think it was, excuse me, of... Somebody wanted to order a Coca-Cola at McDonald's. earlier this week. He got mad because he didn't like the Coca-Cola. He's a rough-looking guy. I don't judge the roughness. Runs out there, gripes, slams it on the counter of this lady. She's a nervous wreck. I'm only 6 feet apart waiting on an order for somebody that was going to pick up. Then she refills it again. He walks out, spits it out. Literally, I have my mask on. Literally spits it out on the floor. Goes outside, slams the cup down. Now, how immature is that? I'm sorry, you know. Where's the love, you know? I've had people flip me off this week. I had one person I was driving, and I'm not going to get slammed. I drive a 2020 brand new Chevrolet GM vehicle, and which I love, and that God has blessed me with. But here I am. I'm at a on the left-hand lane. I can't get over to the right because there's 100,000 cars. And this guy's tailgating me, and I can't ram my new car into him, the guy in front of me. Now, if he rams into me, he's going to be up a creek out paddle time. I get done with it in a good Christian sense. But he's laying on the horn, flipping me off. You know what? There's no need in flipping me off. I keep my cool the best I can because I'm not going to let the enemy through anybody destroy me. And I mean anybody. We've all been belittled. We've all been downgraded. But we know one thing, that God loves us. That's all I need. God and family, okay? That's all we need. And to love on our brothers and sisters. But we got to have God, number one, in our life. Someone that cares about us, that someone is our Heavenly Father. Sure, He wants to send us a soulmate. Sure, He wants to send us someone that we will love and take care of us. But maybe some people want to be single, and that's fine. I never judge the book by the cover. But you know what? There's best friends in life. And there's friends that will do you wrong, and the friends that do you wrong, you still love them, and you pray for them, okay? We've all been down those roads before. I'm not even projecting it toward anything with me. I'm just saying I've had people text me and tell me what goes on with their problems, and I pray for them, and I understand. But God loves you. Let Him be your anchor. Let Him guide you. Things will be better. Okay, that being said, Bus Captain Bill, I'm glad everything's going good. I know I've rambled a lot. Is there anything you want to say in closing? CA, I just want to say eventually the buses will be rolling again. But we want to continue to pray that we get a vaccine for this COVID-19. And my prayer is that eventually we will and things will be better. And it's a different world than we're going to right now. But I really assure you that I pick up the phone, I call my kids on the buses that we run, and I tell them I check on them. And they're a little down and out. But you know what? An act of kindness of picking up the phone and saying that Bus Captain Bill is playing for you. They love it. Amen. Well, will you lead me off on the song that's usually our Friday song? Sometimes we make it a Saturday song. Absolutely. John Weiler, give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. That sweet aroma, I'm bold and beautiful. I can hardly wait to taste. Early morning. Something wonderful is about to make my day. Give me a word of right sway, a whole lot of Jesus and a little guy. Give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning exclusively on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. You know what? I've got a couple of songs. One I want to play. It's a favorite of mine, the late Rich Mullins, Sing Your Praises to the Lord. Worship with me on this music, friends.
Right.
Amen. Building 429. Excuse me. On a Saturday, on the excuse me again on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. Oh boy, getting a little bit of the allergized here. Bear with me one moment here. It has been dry. We've had no rain this week in Texas. But since everybody's going back to work, which is a good thing, I guess you could say the air quality, sadly, has come back. So, meaning more cars is on the road. But that insurance break was kind of nice, wasn't it? Okay, well, today, I hope you enjoy my lesson today. I went back to my archives. Today, I'm going to close out my little mini-series with love. And I dedicate this all this week with what the late George Floyd had went through in his family. And I don't know if they're podcast listeners to me on iHeartRadio. If they are, if they're one of that 1.6 million listeners out there, you are loved. I'm on your side. And I hope and pray that you get the justice that you need and you deserve. You know, you'll never be able, sadly, to get George back, but you'll see him on the other side, and my heart pours for his, I guess, his wife and his daughter and his son, and I'll just leave it at that, and I pray that America gets strong and loves, and again, it isn't the skin color, it's the love. Okay, all right, well, we all go through these times of years where, you know, you go through Valentine's, and you do cards and chocolates, or sometimes you do cards and chocolates out of love to someone that you love, right? And what woman doesn't like chocolates? If they don't like chocolates, they like flowers. And sometimes they may not like flowers because the chocolate is a little bit more indulging. Unless you're on a diet, of course. But sometimes the women will, excuse me, break the diet, right? However, I want you to keep in mind, the world's definition of love doesn't necessarily align with God's. In fact, the Bible sets the bar much higher. Specifically, God commands his children to love each other like he loves us. In fact, scripture reminds us, if you take it to the book of Ephesians, chapter 5 and verses 1 and 2, says, follow God's example, therefore as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself for us as a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Now in this passage, friends, and many others of the New Testament, uses the Greek word, which I had taught on. And if you want to go back to my podcast earlier this week, it's called Agape, the Agape Love. Agape, to describe the kind of love that God has shown for us and the love he commands us to have for one another. Remember, agape is a love expressed in deliberate action. It seeks the welfare of others. It is not independent on emotion, but is an act of will. Agape is based on the giver's character, not the worthlessness of the receiver. Agape is the love in action. A good scripture verse that I sometimes reflect back on is in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 18. I'll take it on the NIV version. The Apostle John said it this way, dear children, let not your love with words or tongue, but with the actions and in the truth. So, think about this. If love is action, okay, what does love in action look like? Well, I'm going to give you, that's right, 14 scripture verses that I went through my archives over the years, and I made notes, and I'm going to give you a little bit of breakdown, okay? The first one out of the 14 is, help them out of a tight spot. When Jesus attended a wedding with his mother, she asked him to help the host. When they ran out of wine, we may not be able to miraculously solve a problem. But God has gifted us in other ways to help. In fact, when you get a chance, I want you to read this scripture in John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Make note of that. Another point is, and I'll just try to go through these as quickly as possible and just jot notes on them, is get them help when you can't help them. Okay, an example, a paralyzed man receiving healing from Jesus because his friends dropped him off through the roof, a roof at Jesus' feet. They are willing to do whatever it took to help for a friend. The good book of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 12 is a very good example. So my question to you is would you help your friend? Think about that. Would you go out of your way, if you love your friends, to help your friends, your BFFs, or whatever you want to call them? Third point is you want to pray for them. The Bible is full of people praying for the ones that they love. The church prayed for Peter when he was in jail. Remember that? Go to the book of Acts. If you don't, go to the book of Acts, chapter 12, verse 5. A refresher. Also, Jesus prayed for his disciples, as we well know, in the book of John, chapter 17, verses 6 through 19. Now, Paul also prayed for the Ephesian believers in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 and 23. And you're like, "See, hey, why are you even bringing that up?" Because we, as brothers and sisters in Christ, need to pray for one another in a world that is hurting, in a world that is divided, in a world that has one certain say-so about one thing and about another say-so about another. We need to come united outside the walls. Church is good, but outside the walls as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to pray. Now, the fourth point I want to make is rebuke them when needed. You know, sometimes the best way we can love someone is by graciously confronting their sinful, destructive behavior. And I'm going to go back to what I used to study back in Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 6 as a good example. Also, Matthew chapter 18 verses 15 through 17. Fifth point I want to make is freely forgive offenses. Okay, offenses, I should say. Now, Jesus eliminated the limit on forgiveness when he asked Peter how many times he should forgive. Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21-22. You see, some hurts seem unforgivable, but with God's help, it is possible to promote love through forgiveness. Now, let me get through some of y'all that may have struggled through this. Yeah, you can forgive, but you won't forget. That's normal in the human norm when someone wrongs you. But they still love you, and hopefully you still have love for somebody. But make note of this and think about this. Sink it in your head. Some hurts seem unforgivable, don't they? But with God's help, it is possible to promote love through forgiveness. Where do you find that, CA? Circle it, highlight it, make note. Good book of Proverbs that I did a Bible lesson on when I was in Bible college. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 9. Drill that in your mind if you can. Sixth point I want to make is humbly serve them. See, Jesus set the example. The book of John chapter 13 verses 1 through 17. He calls us his followers to also humbly and graciously serve others. Also, you can find that passage in the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 13. Another point I want to make is meet their physical needs. You know, Scripture is clear, friends. If we see a brother in need, he has the means to help, but don't our love for God should be questioned? Well, you can find that in the book of 1 John, chapter 3 and verse 17. Another point, rejoice and mourn with them. We show deep care for our friends, don't we? We should. Now, when their hurts and joys are ours also, don't hold back. Let the tears and the cheers flow. Where do you find that? Make note, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 25 through 26. Another point I want to make is show kindness to someone they love. You know, King David expressed his deep bond of friendship for Jonathan by caring for Jonathan's crippled son. You remember that? If you don't, I want you to revisit it back in the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 9, verses 1 through 13. Another thing you need to do, or you should be doing, is interceding with others on their behalf. So could you influence help with a loved one? Could you think about that? Well, sure you can. As a Christian, you should. Barnabas smoothed the way for Paul with the Jerusalem church leaders. You can go back to the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 27 through 30, it reminds you. In fact, also, Paul wrote to Philemon about appealing to the anonymous on the runway of slave. Find that in the book of Philemon, verses 8 and 9. Another point I want to kind of get to you all is help to loved ones work out their differences. Work it out. Don't let it drag, okay? You're like, CA, what are you talking about? Well, here's an example. Does strife exist between two people you love? In other words, let's just say, for instance, you're married. Husband and wife. Sure, you're going to have differences. Best suggestion I can tell you, step outside, cool off, mow the yard, do it early in the morning if you can. And pray. Cool off, let her go shop or whatever's going on. COVID-19 doesn't help any. Come united with God, keeping Him number one in your relationship, and pray. Couples, the same thing. If you don't like the way so-and-so's attitude is, and so-and-so don't like the way your attitude is, cool off, and eventually somebody pick up the phone or text and apologize. But there are people that I know that have apologized, and someone doesn't apologize back to them. Well, if that's the case, there's nothing you can do but pray for that individual. And I'm not even pointing fingers. I'm just saying over the years, over the decades, I've had that happen to me. I've had friends that's happened to, people that I know that text me and say, "See, hey, this is what's going on." Exactly. You can't force someone to love you or like you. Either they do or they don't. If they don't, all you do is say, "Here you go, God. Pray for that particular person that apparently does not like me and does not want to get along with me and does not trust me anymore. I give it all to you and let him handle it." Just don't even worry about it. You got enough stress. You don't need drama in your life. You got enough stress. Just give it to God and just pray for him and love him and hope one day that they'll contact you. But you don't want to keep contacting somebody and then them never contact you and push you off. You know, men and women in general, and I just want to share because I get texts all the time from people. If someone pushes you off, leave them alone and just pray for them. Okay? It's kind of like if you got a problem, give that 29-inch suitcase to the Lord. Just give that problem to God. That's between them and God. Maybe they got a lot of battles and issues they're going through in their life. He or she. Just let them deal with it. Prime example is, I will just tell you the truth, me and my old best friend, and I hope he went home to be with the Lord. His name was Matt. Went to high school with me. We went to elementary high school and elementary junior high school. We were outside throwing the football. He said, "You know what, I'm going to be better than you." I said, "Matt, it ain't a competition." To him, it was always a competition. He wanted to be better than any of our gang group. And I know Terry and everybody, Jerry and everybody that knows me, that lived in the neighborhood, he always wanted to be better. Well, that's fine. If that's what he wants to be, I didn't want to be. I just wanted to be me. You know, George Jones sings that song. I just want to be the same old me. Be who God made me to be. Sadly, you know, later on in life, I tried to make amends with him. He was working at a local theater. And I tried. He said, "We can never mend the fence." I said, "That's sad. Because, you know, Dad picked you up from the church in bus ministry." And I said, "We were best friends in elementary, junior high school. You used to come over and when I was staying with Mom and Dad at their house," which they still live in the original house that all three of us brothers were in. And that house, by the way, is made out of pine wood. Isn't that amazing? One of the pioneers in the area in Fort Worth that they wanted to make it historical, but the city said, "We want to make you all historical." The old-timer said, "No, we don't want that. Just keep it as usual." But you try all you can. And sadly, I didn't even know until I ran into his sister one day. She said Matt had kids. One day he was laying in bed, couldn't breathe, and had a massive heart attack. I'm hoping I'll see him one day on the other side. I'm believing. I believe he accepted Christ. That's between him and God. So my example, I guess I should say, is you can't make people love you and care about you, even if it's friendship for X amount of decades or years, or if it's new. Just let it go and give it to God. Let go and let God's the best advice I can give you. Now, I don't know if let me go back to this. Does strife exist between two people you love? Be a mentor and help them mend their relationship. In fact, friends, Paul asked the believers in Philippi to help two women in the church who were at odds. Now, see, even back then, they were at odds. Find that in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. Now, another point I want to make is introduce them to Jesus. Does a loved one desperately need to know Jesus? Share the good news. Even as Billy Graham would say, share the good news. Christ belongs to all nations. He belongs to the whole world. It's his world. It ain't my world. It ain't your world. We live in it, but it's God's world. Andrew introduced his brother to Peter, to Jesus. If you go back to the book of John, chapter 1 and verses, scripture verses 35 to 42, that explains that. Another point I want to make is encourage and disciple them in their relationship with Christ. The author of Hebrews tells us, go to Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24-25, it says, spurge one another onto good works and encourage one another. Okay? Another point I want to make, lay down your life. Seems pretty drastic, doesn't it? But that's exactly how Jesus showed his love for us. In fact, you go back to the book of John chapter 15, verses 12 and 13, the basic principle has much broader application than physical death. Jesus calls us to unselfishly seek and put others ahead of ourselves. So wow, even buying a card and even a box of chocolates for someone that you love is a lot easier. Hallmark, you know, they always have a holiday, don't they? I mean, and Hershey. Don't say love like real love in action. Show somebody from your heart how much you love them today. And that's what I want to close out my series in love. You can do it. You can do it. And we're going to close out in a prayer. Not going to play anything but maybe close out music. And I hope that helps you. But I want you to know, if there's anything I can do, you can always email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Quick reminder, Sunday morning praise tomorrow morning. Be sure to catch that along with Bible devotion. Again, my 1-800 number for you all, not for me, I pay it for y'all, 1-800-978-9735, 1-800-978-9735. If you can't stand somebody, break the ice. Let me give you the best advice. If there's someone that's getting on your nerve, break the ice. Maybe they won't break the ice with you, or maybe they have broke the ice. I don't know what your story is, but break the ice with them. Show your love for Jesus. Let your light shine on him. And I'm going to pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all my podcast listeners on iHeartRadio. Jesus, you know what they're going through right now. You know that we need love back in America. We need caring. We need examples. We need beacon lighthouses right now to go out and let their light shine for you and others. Father God, whatever anybody's going through right now, may you touch their heart, clench their heart. Let them start fresh. Let them be an icebreaker. Let them show them the way to break the ice with someone that cares. Even if someone has wronged them in life, let them be the icebreaker. Let them make the effort. Show them how. Even if they're struggling, my prayer for them is as Christians, and I never judge the book by the cover, is break the ice. There used to be a game called Break the Ice where you get the little hammer and you tapped it. But God, only you can change their heart, and I pray you change it. I pray for peace. Pray for love. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, well, I hope that explains everything on love, on my series of love. This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hey, friends, remember that the sun does rise on the other side. One more thing, enjoy life. L-I-F-E, exclamation point, dot. Stay hydrated, wear your mask, keep your social distance. We're all in this together, right? Check on your family, your friends, your loved ones. And love, L-O-V-E. All right? Appreciate you guys. Thank you for all your love and support. Share my podcast anytime. Thank you for being one of my 1.6 million listeners. Love you guys. CA signing off, turning the lights off here at Faith Studio 1. Catch you tomorrow on Sunday Morning Praise. Bye for now.